This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, April 7th. God's word to you today is your reality. Our scripture reading is taken from Colossians 2, verse 14, and it says, "He cancelled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross." The Holy Spirit has ensured that Jesus' experiences were documented for you and I to draw strength and encouragement from. When we look at what Jesus went through, we can see clearly that God can dull the smartness of the enemy for our sakes. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2 verse 8, "But the rulers of this world have not understood it. If they had, they would not have crucified our glorious Lord." So no matter how smart the enemy before you seems, relax, God is still God, your God. However, it is important to also note that when the enemy tries to stop you and he fails, he will throw a cross at you. That was what the enemy did with Jesus. But the cross he threw at Jesus to bring him down, God used for Jesus' glorification. A lot of people listening to this today are going through what can be best described as a cross situation. The enemy is throwing things in your path to hinder you, to crucify you, and to eliminate you. Be encouraged, because God is going to use that same thing to lift you up in glory. And by the time God is done, the enemy will be gritting his teeth and kicking himself for not leaving you alone. Another thing a lot of people struggle with is forgiveness. A lot of people struggle with the fact that God gives people a clean slate. I am here to not only tell you that it is possible, but also to show you that it is possible. Remember Peter. He was the disciple that denied Jesus. Think about it. Peter was the least likely to deny Jesus. He was in Jesus' inner circle. He followed Jesus to the Mount of Transfiguration. Peter knew things that were shared only between the three. But Peter denied Jesus not once or twice, but three times. However, when we talk about Peter today, most of the time, our focus is on what he achieved for Jesus. How was it possible for this same person that denied Jesus to achieve all those things? He accepted God's forgiveness. "I do not know what you have done, but I need you to know that if you would come to God, God will wash it away and make you as white as snow." Let us pray. Jesus, I thank you for taking my place on the cross, so that I will walk in victory and triumph over sin daily. Thank you for giving me this reality. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services. God bless you.